2 Thessalonians chapter 3. This is not one isolated scripture. This is Matthew 18. This is 1 Corinthians 5. This is 2 Corinthians 2. This is Romans 16. This is Titus 3:9. And this is also 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, when the Bible says in verse 6, "Now we suggest unto you," is that what it says? "Now we recommend." No, it says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us." Jump down to verse number 14. "And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed." Now look at this. "Note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed." Now, why do you want him to be ashamed? Because that's the punishment. To be ostracized. And then it says in the next verse, "Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother." So what's the goal? Restore the guy. But you're never going to restore people when you're sneaking them food under the covers when mom sent him to bed with no dinner. You're never going to restore them like that. You're emboldening their wickedness is what you're doing in that situation.